bracha on Purim came into the Chofetz Chaim of the, and he was had drunken a bit too much. He begged the Chofetz Chaim to promise him that he'll be zeicha to sit next to him in Gan Eden. In those days, the style of Rebbe, I want to do tshuva, was on a different level. And he asked the Chofetz Chaim to zog him to promise him. The Chofetz Chaim kept pushing him away. No, well, I don't have it. Well, Gan Eden, I know it's going to be Gan Eden. And then the Chofetz Chaim stopped and said, if you mekabel on yourself never to speak Lashon Hara all your life, I promise you, you'll sit next to me in Gan Eden. And the bocha stopped in his tracks, and like he said, I can't. And the Chofetz Chaim like turned away and told him, take the bocha out. He had a chance. I gave him a hechatimsa and he didn't take it. I don't want to see the bocha. He just like pushed him away and didn't want to see him. It's a story from not so long ago. We have a chance. We can. Yeah, nobody said it's going to be easy. There's a famous vort from Chaim Shmulevitz that says, with the achrayas comes the siyata dishmaya. With the responsibility that a person takes on himself, that's how much siyata dishmaya he has. And the fee, how much achrayas, responsibility he takes on himself, that's how much the Rebbein Shlom is going to give him siyata dishmaya. It's not a shayla of if I can or if I can't. It's a shayla if I want or if I don't want. If I want, and I'm willing to take on that achrayas, then the Rebbein Shlom says, no problem, I'm here. The mitzvahs of Sfiris HaEima. The child is, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to count, for who, for what. If you take a look at all the tefillahs, you see the Rebbeinu Shloilom, Ata Tzivisa L'Idei Moshe Avdecha, Lispo is Sfiris HaEima, Kedei La'Tareinu Mikripaseinu Mitumaseinu. The idea of Sfiris HaEima is days that we came out of Mem Teshari Tuma, and each day is another madrege in how to be Mataya ourselves from the Tuma of Mitzrayim. Schus Tfilas Oima, Yisuka Mashe Pagamti, Ve'atoy Ve'eskadesh, and I'll be Tohoy, and I'll be Miskudesh, Ve'kdusha Shalmailo, and I will be ready to be Lukacheni Ve'kdushecha Elyoyna, to be Mekabel the Torah. Narachaim on the Pasuk of Svatim Lachem, Narachaim goes ahead and says, these are 7 weeks where Klal Yisrael, the idea of the Sfira is to be Matai yourself from the Tumas Mitzrayim, because if it wouldn't be for the inin of Kedusha and Tahara, Akashvah could have given the Torah straight away. Benishon could have given us the Torah straight away. The whole idea of waiting 3 months, 2 months, till the Rebbeinu Shleiman felt that Klal Yisrael was worth it, was only Alt Kedush and Tahar. That's Pshat Svartim Lochem. Lochem is for your own good. You want to be Zeicha the Kabbalah Sateira, you've got to start counting. Now the Shari is, what lies behind the counting? I want to go with you through a small shtickle in the Chinuch where I underlined on the side. Oh, you have to learn it inside Poshet to understand what it's all about. Umipnei Kain, Kihi, it's a line down after the five. Kihi kol ikon shel Yisrael, the whole ikon of Klal Yisrael, ubavuro nigolu, and because of that, for that they were redeemed. Va'olu, and they went up. L'chol ha'gdoy l'sha'olu. Eilei nistavenu We were commanded, we were mitzuvah to count from the day after Yom Tov, ad yom nesinas haTorah, until Kabbalas haTorah, lahareis benafshenu hachefetz hagodl al yom hanichbod, to show in our nefesh the want, the chefetz hagodl, to this day that we all look forward to, ke'eved yishaf tzeil. Like an Eved that's looking for, say, his shadow when he's working. What's pshat? The whole idea of counting is to show a tshuka, a want, a lust, a merdika rotzen, to show that we are waiting, we look forward to this day of Kabbalah HaTorah. Ki aminyan, when you count, guy has $1,000 on him and he counts it with gewaldige geschmack, he counts it over once, twice. Ki aminyan mara la'odom, the number shows to a person, ki chol yishoy v'chol cheftzoy, he's all wanting, and everything that he's totally focused on is lagia lazmana, who is to come to this day. This is how many days we still got to go till Kabbalah HaTorah. That means the idea of counting is not stam, I'm counting. This is a mitzvah of counting. It's more than that. In the mitzvah of counting is to show the Ribbono Shel Olam how much I look forward and I want and I have a tremendous tshuka for this day, for Kabbalah HaTorah. Because be'etzim, that's the whole reason why he took us out from Mitzrayim, for Kabbalah HaTorah. There's a Murdik of from the Imre Emes and the Ger Rebbe that Torah is always compared to Mayim. Why is Torah compared to Mayim? So the Ger Rebbe, the halacha is that if you drink water and you're not thirsty, you don't have to make a bracha. You only make a bracha on water when you're thirsty. So it's halacha brought down Shulchan Aruch. Torah is compared to water. You'll only get the Birchas HaTorah, you'll only get the Siyat Dishmayen Torah, when you take a want it, when you take a thirsty for it. When you go to the water and you're thirsty, then you mochel to make a bracha. When you go towards Torah and you want the Birchas Hashem, and you want the Siyat Dishmaya, it's got to be out of a tshuka, a want, and a thirst for it. Otherwise it doesn't work. I want to be mazbe one nekuda over here in the inyan of wanting. How do I get this want? And what does this want do for me? There's a parasha in the Torah that's called, we're learning it next week, Pesach Sheni. Next week is Pesach Sheni. What's Pesach Sheni? If you didn't bring the korban on the first day, on the first Pesach, there's a special Torah came along and gave us another day where whoever was Tomei, whoever couldn't bring the Korban Pesach because of an oinus, he can bring the Korban Pesach. You don't find this in any other halacha. You missed out. Okay, too bad. And in the Torah it says that a chedik from Klal Yisrael came along and said, Loma Nigora. Why should we be any worse than anybody else? Why should we kept back? What are we worse? We were Tmei Meis. And as the Mefarshim explained, what's pshat, we were Tmei Meis? It wasn't as if we did it dafka. The world works, there's millions of people, and everybody has their time to go. Some people go Erev Pesach. Some people go a few days before Pesach. We're not Tmei Meis because we want to become Tmei Meis. We're Tmei Meis because the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world in a way where we have to become Tmei Meis. It's not as if from our own we're Mechoyev. If a father is Nifta, you're Mechoyev to take care of it. The Mefarshim explained, the Chazal say that they were busy with the nod of an Aviyu, or they were carrying Atzmas Yosef, they were carrying the bones of Yosef. They were Tmei Meis. But they came along to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Loma Nigora, why are we going to lose out? What are we going to be any different than anybody else. If everybody else could bring the Korban Pesach, the whole Klal Yisrael is bringing Korban Pesach, we also want to be part of it. Moshe Rabbeinu could have answered, too bad. Oin is Rachmona Patra. You know, somebody has an oin, it's your potter. Oisig with mitzvah, potter mena mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say that. Moshe Rabbeinu says, wait, let me ask Rabbeinu Shleilo. That means Moshe Rabbeinu understood from their Shaila that they deserve something over here. He didn't turn around and say, oh, you oisig with mitzvah, you potter mena mitzvah. You have to do a different mitzvah. You couldn't learn today. Okay, why not? Because you were busy. You were helping. You were doing something. You were involved in some other mitzvah. A chesed. So you're potter. But they came along with the shtarka taina. Lama nigora. Why should we be any worse? It can't be in the Ribbono Shloilam's world that because he created the world in a way where whoever reaches 120 can be before Pesach, and therefore we're going to come Tomei. In his world, we can't find an Eitzah that we can be part of Klal Yisrael to do the mitzvah Korban Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, no problem. And he came back and he was machadish, a new parasha in the Torah called Pesach Sheni. How come the Baruch Hu didn't give us the parasha beforehand? Say the Mefarshim Poshut. How come when he told us about Korban Pesach, say that if you're Tomei, throw in another pasuk. If you're Tomei, you have another Pesach. No, there was no mention of the second day, second time Pesach. After they came along and said Loma Nigora, says the Baruch Hu, yes, Kudzei, they deserve it. Give them another a chance to bring Korban Pesach. And then there's a whole parsha, what Pesach Sheni is. Here you see one gewaltige Sach. That the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world in a certain way. And there's tiredness in life. And people get busy. You mechuyev panosa. You mechuyev this. You have to take care of this. You have to do this. And it's all part of the Ribbono Shel Olam's world about how he created the world that you have to take care of it. And there's Pturim for everything. There's a Ptur for everything. And it could be you be Potter. Me Panosa. I have to work. What's haste? Without the 2 months of the summer, I won't make it through the year. Without going home straight after Purim, I won't have anything to be Mekadish myself. To be Matayah myself when I come back for the Zman. I have to be in Tumah first in order to be Matayah. There's all different ideas and situations where you could turn around and say, Shalom Alei Nafshi, I did what's right. The Ribbono Shel Olam put me in Azam Matzav. I have to take care of it. I didn't have time to learn. And here the parasha in the Torah tells me, no. Loma Nigora, when you come along and you show a tremendous tshuka and it bothers you, then the Ribbono Shel Olam is machadish new parashiyos in the Torah where you can fill in the void. Hey, the Ribbono Shel Olam says the tshuka of Loma Nigora, why should we be any worse? Why should we be kept back? Tuma. Come up with an idea, come up with an answer. It's part of life. But we want to do the mitzvah. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll be mechadesh a new parasha. Even more than that. Here lies a Moridik in your sight. And this is very negeah to the parasha that we're living in. There's an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that tells me, actually next time we'll learn it inside, Moridik Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that says that every mitzvah al pisechel it shayach to do. Het shaykh te doen. Even met de Yetzirah het shaykh te doen. Except for one mitzvah. Kedusha. Kedusha is, says the Arachayim, is something above nature. A guy has a Yetzirah, he has a taiva. Without the Ribbono Shel Olam Siyata Dishmaya, or without being the Yiddish and the Shama that he has in him, it would be impossible to overcome. And al piderech hateva, it's not shaykh. It's only because we have a nishma selekim and we want to get out of it that we want it. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll give it to you. There's a matona. The Mishnah Shalom says kedusha is a matona min hashamayim. But you have to want it. And if you don't want it, you're like any other guy in the street. Pesach Sheni, Dafka Pesach Sheni, where there was a tumah, and there was an excuse, and there's a proper answer. And it's shver. A guy looks forward to bringing a Korban Pesach. A guy looks forward to learning a Gishmak Azman. A guy looks forward, you know, let me just sit down without my Yetzirah disturbing me. Let me just go through one Seder without the Balagan going through my head. And it's rough, tough. And the Rishon makes it so hard, be'etzem, for each one of us. Doesn't make sense. Rav Shalom wants one thing, Loma Nigora. If the guy would turn on and say, Loma Nigora, why am I any worse? Why can't I do it? How come it doesn't bother me? How come I can't be Zoycha? I also want to be part of it. I also want to have a chedek in the Torah. I be'etzim want to be a Kodesh. When I don't have that want, that shuka of Loma Nigora, it doesn't happen. It only happens when I want it. When I show a tshuka to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then the Ribbono Shel Olam comes, turns around and says, a new parsha in the Torah called Pesach Sheni. He's mechadish das a naya halacha, new halacha. That even if you were tomei the first time, you can still bring a carbon Pesach. And before they came along and said, Loma Nigora, the parsha didn't exist. Because kol zman you don't ask for it, you don't get it. However hard Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, Oy les rachman apatra, oisik ba mitzvah, you're potter from a mitzvah. There's a lot of tirutzim around town. At everybody's matzav, there's a million and one tirutzim. But there's no terrors to say Loma Nigora. Every one of us could be a Loma Nigora. Why am I different? Why can't I be it? Why am I left out? Why can't I be part of it? Loma Nigora! This is what Sfiras Ha'im is all about. The tshuka, counting Sfiras Ha'im means I am counting to show the tshuka, the want, looking forward to the yom where the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us Matan Torah. That's all Sfiras Ha'im is about. When I want, so the Ribbono Shel Olam says, yeah, I'll give you a matona. It's called kedusha, it's called tahara, it's called gishmak in learning. When I don't want, when I'm here just to be yaitzah zayin, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, no problem. Your learning and your kedusha and your tahara is exactly the way you want it. You'll have a million tirutzim. And you might even be right. But you won't be zeicha to the new parsha in the Torah. You won't be zeicha to the Kabbalah Satera. You won't be zeicha to the Matana of Kedusha. Why? Because you don't want it. And kol zman you don't want it, it's not coming to you. To be Yetzer Zayin, there's a lot of heterim for that. To be Yetzer Zayin, that's not going to cause you Siyata Dishmaya. When you're not thirsty for it, you don't want it, there's no Barocha. You can have it, you can drink it. There's no Siyata Dishmaya, there's no Barocha for it. Barocha only comes when I want it and I'm thirsty for it. Tomo l'chon nafshi. When my soul is thirsty, is driving for it, then the Ribbono Shel'olam says, no problem, I'll give it to you. I'll give you a new parasha in the Torah. I'll be mechadish something that you never had. It's called zitzflesh. I'll be mechadish something that you never had. You can actually sit in the Beis HaMedrash without having a Ritalin. I'll be mechadish something that you never had. You won't have machshavas rois flying through your mind. The only one for it. Loma nigora. That's all the Ribbono Shel'olam wants. That is the message of Sfira. Sfira sa'im is hayoyim yoyim. Another day. Another day. I'm looking forward. Adarabba, Ribbono Shel'olam, give me siyata d'shmaya. Because that's the only way I'm going to make it. We have a million and one tirutzim, and we're always right. Nothing wrong. But you won't have the pouch in the Torah. You won't have Pesach Sheni. You won't have the extra mitzvahs. You won't have the siyata d'shmaya. Kol zman I don't say loma nigora, it's not happening. When I say loma nigora, why should I be different? Why can't I have it? And I want it, and I ask the Ribbono Shel'olam, tell me, help me through the day. Help me with siyata d'shmaya. The ta'areinu miklipa senu mituma senu. That I should get through. Then the Ribbono Shel'olam says, I'll give you b'maton. That's called siyata d'shmaya. That's all the Ribbono Shel'olam wants from us. The quality. It's not how long. If I have a good head, so therefore I can sit through the Beis HaMedrash. If I don't have a good head, I'll take a bit longer and be Yetzer Zayin. This is not the shaila of how long. What am I chayiv to do? And it's only chas nebuch. It's only chas v'shalom for 5 weeks. It's no big deal. I'll make it through. If we go with that attitude, lie to what our summer is going to look like. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chassidus Sforim explained Yetzias Mitzrayim. Be'etzem happens every year, right? We Yidden go through time, and every zman has its siyata d'shmaya. Yetzias Mitzrayim is a lashon from Yetzia Mitzorim, from what holds me in. I'm tied in. I'm stuck to my old ways. I'm in jail. Rebellion used to say, "Hotzio mi mazger nafshi, take me out, mi mazger nafshi, from what holds me, what ties me in, from the chains that chain my nefesh." Mazger is from a lashon of being chained in. I'm chained in. I can't do anything. I don't feel it. I don't have it. Hotzio mi mazger nafshi. We ask, take me out of this jail that I'm living in, this jail of tumah, this jail of no cheshek. Lahoydeis Hashemecha, to give haydah to the Ribbono Shel'olam. That's what the Ribbono Shel'olam wants from us. That when we daven hoytzio mimasger nafshi, from our own misger, from our own jail, our nefesh is in jail. But Tais Yisrael mimitzrayim, when we went out from Mitzrayim, we went out. Each one went out from their own meitzah, from their own jail. This is a man of Yitzir to a Kabbalah. How much the Yitzir will be from his Mazger Nafshi, from my own jail that I built for myself. From all the Tum and all the Klippers. And from everything that I've done that doesn't give me Cheshik to learn. We ask the Ribbono Shel'olam, Mazger Nafshi, get me out of this jail. Get me out of being tied down to my regular Tivus. Nochamol. Lahoydeis Hashemecha. That we can appreciate who the Ribbono Shel'olam is. That's where I want to go. Oh, the Ribbono Shel'olam says, Loma Nigora. Then Taka will be Zeicha Taka to an Emes HaKabbalas HaTorah, will be Zeicha Taka to the Siyata D'Shmaya that we all need for Kabbalas HaTorah. Hayois. That tonight is a Yom HaVeilus in Klal Yisro. It's a Nidcha as well. The Friar Chevra came up with his rayon of a Nidcha Oichot. And Ayos, du bidiyuk bezman von der Kabbalah Satora, von der Achona, von der Histoikikus, to show to the Ribbono Shel Olam that we want something different than what they are and what they stand for. And our yois, the chabur in the yeshiva, is be'etzim in a gewaldige matzav. And the Olam came back with a gewaldige cheshek to them. There's only one thing I can say. Please, please, don't go anywhere near town tonight. If you want any, if anybody has any common sense, the Bechlal would stick around the Beis HaMedrash, or the Yeshiva Bechlal, Befrat. But I'm going to come along and say, it's also to go. You're not allowed to move out of the thing. I'm talking to mature Chevra. I'm talking to Chevra who want, after coming and make an Issa, that any guy who goes out there, you can be part of them, Adrabah, join them. Be from the Chevra, from the Nebuchadnezzar. But that's claw. Anybody with the right Mahalach HaMachshova, even though he wants to go, we're not going to get Siyata Dishmai if we Bechlal have a Havamin of going down there. Have enough Seichel. Use the time. Use the time. We've got only a few more weeks left. How much time do we have already? And for those, Behemoth, for those who really think that the 2 months in America is going to make the difference in their life. I always used to tell them, but Chaim Kanievskis don't grow from America, not because America is fatumit. Because there's 3 months of the year where there's just no learning going on. It's not Shaykh to Steiger, so God will be Yisrael. It's not Shaykh. When you've got 3.5 months of the year, that if the other 8 months of the year were Taka learning, then there's a Havamina, we might make it. But 3.5 months of Pasha, total Bittul, total Yerida, total Arangton and Taibus Eilim Hazeh, how are we going to make it? Lama Nigora! That's what we've got to ask. Lama Nigora, why should I be different than anybody else? Why can't I be like everybody else that sits and learns? That I have to run home for what? For who? For when? Keep it in mind that when you make your plans for the summer, as a hemshech from the Kabbalah's Hatera, make a cheshbon neshesh. Is it right for me to go home? Or do I have where to go? Do I have what to look forward to? Most guys in this room probably, by the first week of being in America, were saying, halavai, I could be back in Eretz Yisrael. What do I need this for? I need this headache on my head. I need this depression. I need all this garbage that's around me. What do I need it for? This is what I'm here for. Lama nigora! Hoitzio mi mazgei nafshi. If anybody has the guts to stand up and say, no, I'm not going. Let's make a chabur in the yeshiva. Let's make a small chabura. Perhaps we'll learn a half a day. We'll make a hike once or twice a week. Let's keep it going for another month. To Rosh Chodesh Av. For one more month, Adrabah, let it be a small chabura. We'll learn, we'll have a gishmak. We'll make twice a week an outing. Let's do a gishmak. Well, for what? What am I going to lose out? What am I going home for? To fight with your parents? To fight to get into the tumah? For what? Loma Nigora. The minute I ask for Loma Nigora, the Ribbono Shel Olam will give us the Siyata Dishmaya and the Hatzlocha. The Alter von Kelm used to say, the way a person wants to go, that's the way they lead you. That's the way the Ribbono Shel Olam leads you. So from the Melichinoisoi, the way they're leading you, that's how you know what the Reitzah was. That's what you know how much you wanted. How much you want is how much the Melichinoisoi, how much they're going to serve you, how much they're going to lead you. And from the Melichin, take a look at the end of Zman, take a look at the end of Lazman. Where was the Melichin? Then you'll know how much the Reutzer was at the beginning. When there's a proper Reutzer, then it's Melichin Oise. And B'del Shodom Reutzer, Leilach Melichin Oise.